Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I thank the Lord that for the privilege that I have of sharing the Word of the Lord every day on this station, Monday through Friday at the same time. And if you're a new listener, I welcome you. And if at any point in time you would like to rehear a broadcast, or if you've missed one, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and they are archived there at your convenience to listen as you choose. Well, with the Lord's help, we will finish this message I've been ministering on conquering Canaan, that every one of us has a promised land. God has a place that we can enter into, just as the patriarchs did. You know, when they died, I've always loved it. It says they died full of age, and there was a satisfaction in their lives that God had been faithful, God had been good to them, and they had tasted and experienced the very blessing of God. David said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." He had never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread. Beloved, we serve a wonderful, a good, a kind, and loving and merciful God, and He has so much for us, but He does ask us to believe Him. And that brings me to point number 7. Without faith, it's impossible to believe God. And so we have to have a faith just as that generation that followed Joshua into Canaan land. They had to believe before they saw it. A Joshua generation believes what God says, not what physical vision sees. Now, just by way of refreshing, let me go back to the book of Numbers. And you remember Moses sent 12 spies over to view the land, and they took 40 days to do that. And there was only Joshua and Caleb that gave a good report. There were 10 that gave an evil report in Numbers, the 13th chapter, and I'm going to read that to you, verses 32 and 33. In fact, let me do that right now. And they brought up, referring to the 10 spies, an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight." All they could see is what their eyes told them. But Joshua and Caleb gave a good report. Unfortunately, these 10 spies, the majority, influenced the entire congregation, and they murmured against the Lord, and they murmured against Moses. And as a result, God allowed them, because of their unbelief and didn't believe, after all He had demonstrated to them that He was, well, if He delivered them from Egyptian bondage, isn't He able to bring them into a land flowing with milk and honey? Because they did validate that it was a rich and a good land. Even the 10 spies were willing to do that. But instead, they did not respond in faith, and as a result, that generation all died in the wilderness. And they gave that report based on what they saw. An evil report is anything, beloved, listen to me now, an evil report is anything contrary to the Word of God. Because of their slave mentality, God had delivered them from Egypt, but they hadn't been delivered. Egypt hadn't been taken out of them. They believed the report. They lost their inheritance, and they died in the wilderness. But God still has a people who will believe. Their children, their sons, their daughters, they were the ones who would possess Canaan land. And today, God has believers. He has you, brother and sister, those who will believe God, those who are willing to conquer and possess their land of inheritance. And it does take a battle. Things aren't just handed to us on silver platters. But if we are positive and we believe what God says, we will receive the blessings. And sometimes there is a battle. Sometimes they fought long hours. Remember, Joshua commanded the sun to stand still for a whole day. They were in hand-to-hand combat, but God gave the victory. Now, moving into your inheritance, you're going to encounter obstacles. You're going to have difficulties. But the fact that you feel like you've got some mountains before you or giants, it doesn't mean that you've missed God's will. On the contrary, you're in God's will, just as they were. And whenever things are spoken over you prophetically, or perhaps when you've been before the Lord in prayer, reading the Word, and you've received a rhema word from God for your situation, if problems and difficulties arise, it doesn't mean that you've missed God. It doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. It just confirms that you are entering into your promised land. The giants that occur in our lives, why are they there? Well, they're there for us to defeat them in the name of Jesus. Just like David did, I come against you, Goliath, not with sword or spear, but in the name of the Lord of the armies of heaven, whom you've defied. And God gave amazing victory. He was not a seasoned warrior. He didn't even have armor on. But nonetheless, he conquered Goliath. So the 10 spies just were going on what their sight told them. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. However, listen to the report that Joshua and Caleb spoke. In verse 6, it says, they rent their clothes. Verse 7, and they, that's Caleb and Joshua, spoke unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, now, this hear the word of the Lord for you today. The land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. And that's the word of the Lord to you today, beloved. Don't let fear rob you of your inheritance. Don't let the enemy say, that's too hard. You can't have it. It's not for you. You've just failed God too miserably. Beloved, he has such wonderful blessings for his people. We have to understand that moving into our inheritance, we're going to have those obstacles, but just because there are problems and difficulties, it doesn't mean that you are just entitled to defeat. God is with you, just as he was with Joshua and Caleb. And you can never be the devil can't defeat you until you see yourself defeated. Once you mentally acquiesce to that, then he's got you. But you can only receive the promises God as your inheritance as you see them in God's word and believe they are yours. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. We've got to believe that God has meant what he said and said what he meant. And so we have to have that overcoming faith that God gives to us. And so often you feel, I don't have much faith. Well, he's given you all. I love saying this because I really believe there's so much teaching on faith out there, but I believe God has given you all the faith you need right now. Doesn't depend on your pastor, doesn't depend on me or any other broadcaster. It depends. God has given you the faith you need for your life right now. You just have to act upon it. He is the author and the finisher. In other words, you have to believe he has given you. He's given you faith. You couldn't have come to him unless he had given you that faith to believe, to become his child. And so he is the author, the originator, as well as the completer and the perfecter of our faith. And if he did not have the faith for you to receive your blessings right now in your circumstances, he would be unjust. He would be requiring something that you weren't able to do. And God's not that way. He's given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. Praise God. All right, well, I think that's all self-evident. The example of the spies are a wonderful illustration. And finally, the eighth point I'd like to share with you is to understand the power of choice. This is God's greatest gift to us, our will and ability to choose. You know, we are free men. We're not under obligation. We're sons and daughters of God. And we have the choice. God has given us a wonderful opportunity to be blessed by entering into the promises of His Word. But just like, you know, there's a marvelous example Jesus gave as a parable, the prodigal son. The father had two sons, and the elder son, he became bitter and resentful when the father graciously received him back. And he didn't realize that he had access to all the father possessed. He was the eldest son who was to receive the double portion of the inheritance. And instead of rejoicing that his brother was back, he just, you know, said, "Oh, you never gave me a party. You never killed the fatted calf." And God has given us so much through His Son, Jesus Christ, but we have to choose. We are free men. We're not under slavery or obligation. We need to be released from the tyranny of the must or the have to say we choose to believe God. In Joshua, at his farewell address at Shechem, outlined in Joshua, the 24th chapter, verses 14 through 15, at the end of his life, he understood what the bottom line is. And with his words, I bring this broadcast to a close. "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." God wants so much for you, brother and sister. He wants so much for His people. Let us believe God. Let us choose. Let us choose the Lord. Let us choose to follow after the Lord. And as we obey Him, as we respond in faith, He will bring to pass His good pleasure and His good purposes for our lives. Well, thank you for joining me. It's been a blessing to share this message with you. Tune in tomorrow. We'll see what the Lord has. And I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.